Daily Show mocks TikTok users saying ban is the worst thing US has ever done, we did slavery. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 17, 2025. Comedy Central's The Daily Show host Jordan Klepper mocked TikTok users expressing their outrage over the US banning the Chinese app this Saturday. One TikTok user called the decision the worst thing the United States has ever done. That's the number one worst thing? I mean, we did slavery in America. Let's at least call it a tie, shall we? The Daily Show host said on Wednesday in response to the lamenting TikTok user. Klepper went on to poke fun at the US government, which has argued that TikTok is a national security threat and that Americans are being spied on by the Chinese, who are stealing their data. I don't think we can be surprised because this is not exactly TikTok's core demographic, Klepper quipped. I mean, they're more of a Walgreens app type of crowd. They're old and sickly. He also made fun of the government for the fact that Americans have begun downloading other Chinese-owned apps, like Red Note and Lemonade, in response to the TikTok ban. Good job, US government. You told America they couldn't see China anymore and now they're off to Vegas with it, Klepper laughed. This must be so frustrating for Kamala. She just spent the whole election fighting accusations that she's a socialist. And now every American is like, I would literally pledge to be a Chinese socialist for a good TikTok replacement. Watch below. Klepper went on to joke about the idea that TikTok's parent company ByteDance could end up selling its stake to an American buyer before the ban goes into effect, keeping the app active for US users. Elon Musk, Mr. Beast, former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary have all, at one point, been rumored to be potential buyers of TikTok. Yes, there's still a chance TikTok could be sold to one of America's many rich weirdos. Apparently, Lex Luthor wasn't available. So this was the best America has to offer, Klepper said. I mean, can't there be one cool potential buyer? On Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously to uphold the U.S. seller ban legislation, set to go into effect this Sunday. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.